kind of noise do you call that? Kind of a snuffle?
A snort.
A snort. Is that a quicker? Say the horse?
I don't know.
Quicker or a knicker?
Knicker. Oh.
A knicker.
When they knicker, holler, pull to something away.
Oh, I see.
That's what we called it.
That's what I'm interested in. That's, in other words, that's pretty loud noise.
Yeah.
Knicker. Well, what would you, when a calf would be away and a cow would be upset, what kind of noise would she make?
Moo.
She'd just moo, and the calf would
blake.
Just blake, And how about the sheep? Would you have...
Blake.
Also, what kind of... how did you used to call the animals?
Have you ever heard of any hog calling contest?
Yes, sir, I have.
Well, that's the way they did a hog.
Oh, you do? They
And you call cows, we do shook.
Shook. And the hog would be a...
Yes.
Whoop. Did you have a way of calling the sheep?
Yes, cushy.
Or cushy. And did you have any special calls to the horses, to the cows?
We called the cows sook, but we had a call for the horses, but I can't think of any.
Well, they come back.
Whistle. I'll tell you, I'm reading the whistle.
How about mules?
Same thing.
How about chickens?
Chicka.
Call that in. Did you keep many chickens?
Yeah. We eat a lot of chicken.
I see.
And my daddy made a box. Cook out of wire fence and doubled it up and fitted it, we had buckboard that the family used, and my mother would fill that box full of chickens and carry them to the inner city and peddle them out.
I see.
They was we had some friends over there, and they got Mama to bring them some, and she got so she made a regular route.
Nice. Would you tell me more about the hogs? What name did you give the male hog, and what? Female.
Boar.
Boar.
Sow.
Did, when you were a boy, would you talk about a boar in front of a woman, or was that...
Not much.
Not much?
No. Call him a male then.
Call him a male. How about the male horse?
Stud.
What would you say in front of a woman?
I think I didn't use it. I raised a stallion, and